You are the ornamental Yasmin decorating the braided bun of the young gopis, and the beauty of your body is enhanced by such ornaments as celestial gems. Here two concepts are brought. Usually young girls will put some jasmine flowers here in the top part of their bunch of hair. In the same way, Srimati Radharani is the best of all the gopis. You know, you put what is on the top of the hair, you put the best things there. Kings usually have the crest jewels there. They put in there, they have a bunch of hair here, they put a jewel, like Ashwatthama had put one. So similarly, Radha is on the top of all the gopis. That is, she is, to say, she's the best of the gopis. Yes. And her bodily beauty is enhanced by ornamental or magical jewels which she has. We hear that Radharani has a jeweled locket also. If she opens this locket, there's a picture of her beloved Lord Krishna. She's decorated all over with these wonderful jewels. Text number 3, please. Vidakta Mandala Gurum Guna Gaurava Manditam Abhipreshta Vayasyabhir Ashtabhir Abhiveshtitam. You are the Guru of the group of cunning ladies being decorated with virtue and dignity, surrounded by 8 beloved peers. Here are 3 descriptions. Radharani is the guru of in the group of cunning or clever girls. She is decorated with certain virtues such as friendliness and gentleness. It's not only jewels which decorate her, but virtues. And the third concept is, she is always surrounded with her beloved 8 friends of her age, the 8 gopis. Fourth verse. Chanchala panga bangena vyakuli krita keshavam Goshtendra Suta Jivatu Ramya Bimbada Ramrita. It is by you, Srimati Radharani, through a stream of glance from the corner of your flickering eyes, that Krishna is bewildered, and the nectar from your red, delicious lips is the elixir of life for the son of the king of Braj. So, Srimati Radharani is the person by whom Krishna is bewildered. How is Krishna bewildered? When Srimati Radharani shoots arrows of love through sidelong glances on Krishna. And if this happened, Krishna's turban begins to tilt. He loses his flute and he falls unconscious on the ground. This means she's Madan Mohan Mohini. The second concept is, Srimati Radharani is the person who has lips which contain the most enjoyable nectar for the prince of Braj. In other words, the nectar of her lips and of her loving kiss is a life-giving medicine for Sri Nanda Nandana. I would like to tell you a little leela on this concept. since we are here in Vrindavan, it's a little wonderful, this Leela. Krishna once came to the Bandiyavat tree in Vrindavan, in Bandiyavan, and usually he meets his sakas there. But his sakas were not there, and the sakis, headed by Srimati Radharani, were there. And so Krishna was seeing the splendorous assembly of the gopis and came close. And they were just talking about him and how wonderful he is and how their hearts are totally stolen by him whenever he leaves in the morning Vrindavan. And the moment Krishna appeared, they changed the subject. So Krishna came in and he sat down, "Welcome, son of Nanda." Krishna said, looking up to the tree, "We have many pastimes here with my friends." "Oh," said the gopis, "what type of pastimes are these?" Krishna said, "For instance, wrestling. I ordinarily win." "Oh," said Lalita, "it's not possible that you win." "No, no," said Krishna, "I have killed the Aga demon, the Baka demon. I have lifted Govardhan hill." Lalita said, "It were the Sakis who lifted Govardhan hill. They took sticks and they supported you. Don't be so proud in an assembly of knowledgeable persons. You said you killed many demons, but this is not the truth. You must say on the strength of what you killed the demons. It was on the strength of the food which was cooked by Srimati Radharani. Because Durvasa Muni has given a blessing to that food, that anyone who would take it, he would always be healthy and victorious in life." Radharani is the best. "No, no," said Krishna, "I am very qualified. I can even defeat in wrestling Radharani's brother Sridham." And she is again, the Sakis playfully said, "You cannot do. You cannot even stand in a wrestling match against our Pran Sakhi Srimati Radharani." Krishna immediately took this challenge. "This is not true," he said. "Let us have a wrestling match and see." So all of Vrindavan heard about this. A wrestling match between Radha and Krishna. In 14 days, the wrestling match was bound to appear. And everyone was informed. The Sakas were informed, or the Sakis, of course. The deers, the parrots, the peacocks. Everyone except for the parents were there. Because they are not, don't have entrance into such a sweet, wonderful pastime. So on the day of the wrestling match, Lalita and Vishakha decorated Radha like a wrestler. They were in a kunj and they bound the zari in such a way that Radharani could move very quickly with her legs, because for wrestling, leg work is required. And decorated her beautifully and discussed with her the strategies which were to be adopted against Krishna. Madhu Mangal, in another kunj of or forest bower, was readying Lord Krishna for the wrestling match. And he also gave many valuable advices for strategies. Finally, the divine couple was fully dressed up for the event to happen. Madhu Mangal, however, gave a final massage to Krishna's very wonderful limbs and coached him. Then they walked towards the wrestling arena. Now, on the way to the wrestling arena, Radharani was in quite a distance. As Krishna was walking, a soft breeze, who was the best of breezes, saw the opportunity to serve the Lord and took the wonderful fragrance of Srimati Radharani and carried it as a loving offering to the Lord. When Krishna, this is described by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, what happens when Krishna becomes aware of the extraordinary fragrance of his dearest devotees, Krishna's knees became soft and he began to tremble with love. And Madhu Mangal said, "Come on, pull yourself together. The match has not even started and you are showing signs of weakness." So they continued on. It said, Radharani Kumkumaja, there's a sloka, her fragrance is like lotus mixed with saffron. Krishna, after this first attack of the sublime attractiveness of Srimati Radharani, could only walk by placing one hand on the shoulder of Madhu Mangal, because severe weakness was attacking him. So he came like this to the wrestling arena. Srimati Radharani, up to this stage, was still covered by a veil. After Krishna had entered the wrestling arena, all the Sakas went wild with joy and enthusiasm. Krishna looked so nicely decorated as a wrestler that there was no question of who would be the winner. They shouted, "Jai Sri Krishna!" They threw their turbans in the sky. They began to wave with their garments, greeting their friend and cheering him up and supporting him for the match to come. Then Srimati Radharani came. She was dressed with a veil. An aura of beauty was also spreading through the forest. Krishna had come. A bluish wave of beauty painted the forest. Now Radha came and a golden wave of beauty painted the forest. It looked so wonderful. And she still had her veil on. So Krishna's knees began again to tremble as he saw Srimati Radharani, whose personified love. And at this moment, Lalita whispered the strategy into Radha's ears. And Radha just lifted a little bit the veil and looked with a sidelong glance on Krishna. And when the arrows of Srimati Radharani's sidelong glance hit Krishna, sorry, hit Krishna, Lord Krishna's knees turned butter soft. He fell on the ground and was unconscious. And the whole assembly of Sakis called out in great joy, Jai Sri Radhe!
Jai Sri Radhe!
Jai Sri Radhe! Yeah. You see, Krishna only gets a sad, short Syam here. He has lost. How do you like this? Isn't this wonderful? I believe this is also described. Ananga ranga mangala prasanga bangura bruvang suvipramang sasambramang triganta banapatana nirantaram vasikita pratita nanda nandane. I'm a little bit too high. I was a little lower. Ananga ranga mangala prasanga bangura ruvam suvibramansa samramam triganta bana patanai nirantaram vasikita pradipta danna nandane kadakarisya siyamam kripakata shabajanam kadakarisya siyamam kripakataksha bhajanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So, on the auspicious amorous battlefield, you playfully shoot arrows of sidelong glances from the curved bows of your eyebrows, thus completely subduing Nanda's son. O Srimati Radhika, when will you bestow your merciful glance upon me? This is how very wonderful. Of course, the whole forest of Vrindavan exploded with joyous appreciation of Srimati Radharani, chanting Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, while Krishna was lying unconscious on the battleground before even the first round of wrestling had happened. This is depicted also in text 4 of the prayer. Now comes text 5 of the Prarthana Padati. Please again look. Tvamaso yachate natva vilutan yamunatate kakubir vyakula svanto jano brindavaneshvari. Tvamaso te natva vilutan yamunatate kakubir vyakula svanto jano brindavaneshvari. Again, the picture is there. This person rolling on the ground on the bank of the Yamuna River with mind bewildered petitions you with a cry of lamentation of Brindavaneshvari, O Vrindavaneshvari. Cry of lamentation means actually with stammering words. And now Rupa Goswami in text 6 is ready to relieve from his burning heart a very urgent request. King Yachase Tratraha, what do you request? And he says in answer, Kri Kri Tagas Kepya Yok Yepi Janesmin Kumatavapi Dasya Dana Pradanasya Lavam Apyupadaya. Please. Kritagas Kepya Yok Yepi Janesmin Kumatavapi Dasya Dana Pradanasya Lavam Apyupadaya. Though he may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind, please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. When you want someone, something from someone, do you mention usually your disqualifications? No, you mention, I'm quite qualified. Today I got another, most probably I got another nectar book, and I presented my case and saying, I'm giving you a book. I have something valuable to offer to you to motivate this exalted personality to see my cause and give me something in return. This is usually, but when you approach Srimati Radharani, or when Rupa Goswami approaches Rupa Radharani, he goes through intense pains. He says, I'm actually unfit. I'm an offender. I have a crooked mind. Please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. This is what Rupa Goswami he says. I'm unfit to be connected with you because I'm an offender, and by nature I'm poor. That means I have a very crooked or deviant mind, unable to concentrate on devotional subjects. But even if only a tiny bit of a gift of your service is given to this person, then something could happen. Now this is a ornament, this is an ornament in poetry called Visheshokti. There is, he mentions that he is not qualified, but he wants to draw, despite of his disqualification, the highest mercy. Usually this never works in this world. For instance, a poor man will never become a president of a country, or a lusty person will never become, what is it, accepted in decent society, or a drunken person will never be invited to a gathering of exalted scholars. So Rupa Goswami uses this ornament by saying there's actually no cause for you to give me this divine blessing that is a nectarian gift, the highest gift, the gift of service to your lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Now in the next verse, Rupa Goswami will give the reason why, without any qualification, Srimati Radharani should nevertheless give to him what is the highest. This is very, very interesting. And please recite with Baladev Vidyabhushana asks, well, how can this be given to one who is unfit? This is now the question. He wants direct service to Radharani? You know, this is direct service, like bathing her lotus feet, bringing her water, helping her in the pastimes with Krishna. You want the gift of this direct service? And you have just mentioned you are an offender and you have a mind which cannot be concentrated, which is deviant, it is a crooked mind. On what strength, please, should this work? Now, this is always the logic in the prayers. You will always see this element, and you need to understand, therefore, text 7 very nicely. Please chant with me. Yuktastvaya jano naiva duki. We will first chant the whole prayers, and then we will all chant it together. Yuktastvaya jano naiva dukito yam upekshitum kripa jyoti dravachchita navanita si yatsada. Kripa jyoti dravachchita navanita si yatsada. Such a sorrowful person is not fit to be neglected by you, for your mind, like fresh butter, always melts by the heat of compassion. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, this sorrowful person is not fit to be neglected by you, for you have the quality that your mind is like fresh butter, which always, always, always melts by the heat of compassion. Since compassion or kripa is a desire to take away the sorrow of others, and I am so full of sorrow and pain that I roll on the bank of Yamuna, therefore I am not fit to be abandoned. This is an example of the poetic expression of cause through words. In other words, the causes why Radharani should give her mercy is introduced. Radharani has the quality of compassion, and a compassionate person will go to someone who is very painful, who feels pain, even though that person is disqualified. Compassion is that quality which is like a heat, melting the heart so that the liquid comes, that is kripa or divine mercy. Jagannath is also the most compassionate Lord. It is said, when compassion develops in a person's mind, he develops a little red spot in the whiteness of his eye. Do you know why Jagannath's eye is surrounded with a red rim? because he is all compassion. It's not just a spot of but which has developed in his big eye. His eyes are flooded to the rim with compassion. Therefore, he is has a red border around his lotus eyes. So Srimati Radharani has this quality that when she sees such a disqualified person, then the heat of compassion will melt her butter-like heart, so that the liquid of Kripa flows towards the devotee. That is hope-giving, isn't it, Shamika Rishi? That's why we are in the land of Srimati Radharani. Let me now go with you once again in the succession in which this poem, which is a guidebook, explains prayer to Radharani. Let us go step by step through the elements. The first is when you want to approach Srimati Radharani, offer glorification to her. The first four verses were about glorification. Also, this applies when you offer prayers to Krishna. Don't just say, give me this, give me that. You must offer glorification. Therefore, usually we chant verses like Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. A very good practice which will help your devotional service is to visit the three main deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Radha Madan Mohan. There you will naturally offer Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mateyagati. Then you go to Govindaji. There you offer the prayers to Govindaji as they are found in the Mangal Archana. And then you go to Radha Gopinath and offer the prayers to Radha Gopinath. And you will see a lot of mercy will come flowing your way. Srila Prabhupada went, before he went to the west, to Jaipur, to beg for the mercy of these important deities of Lord Krishna. I know to Govindaji he went. Govindaji and Gopinath and Jaipur, Radha Madan Mohan are in Karoli. It would actually be a nice thing during one retreat to organize a mercy tour, mercy-seeking tour. Does this find favor with you? We go to these were deities which were there also during the time of Lord Krishna, isn't it? No, briefly after. Immediately after Lord Krishna's disappearance, the grandson of Krishna had these deities carved according to the description of Parikshit and Uttara, who had both seen Lord Krishna. So they are very powerful deities. They were worshipped by the Goswamis. So, first glorification, then you have to describe your situation. There's an urgent situation. My heart is full of longing. This is my life, it's like this, it is passing uselessly. In the Bhajan Rahasya, there is a Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I cannot live like this any longer, wasting my days without bhakti for Krishna. Huh? Then the situation, and then you can offer, this is my request. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, prayers are usually accompanied by a request. I confidentially wish this. And then best is to give a reason why you should get it. This is what Rupa Goswami says. Now all these, like you find this same methodology in all good prayers. For instance, please help me, Kapanya Panjika. The Kapanya Panjika is a prayer by Rupa Goswami. praying for the mercy of Lord Krishna. Then there is another very nice prayer, Utkala Valari. It's also their glorification of the divine couple. And then he comes to describe himself. I have a burning mark of pain in my heart, and I'm sitting here in the forest of Vrindavan. My life is going to the end. My hand is in my mouth. I'm crying. This is my request. I want to help you meeting together. And some divine pastimes are described. So please, when you offer in this way your prayers, they will never be denied. You can expect quick changes in 1 or 2 days. It's a padahati. It's a guidebook. It's authorized. It works. So we are now quickly approaching the time in which where we will end. We have 15 more minutes to ask questions, and then we will go to the then we will see, is Braj Bihari here or our Madhati, are you able to represent your husband in this? Do you know the schedule after? There is for sure a little pause. Maybe we can request Premamayi, you are a strong, sportive person. Could you go to Braj Bihari? Oh, here, you know? Oh, you go with the phone call! No more needs for parents! Okay, Adi Purusha, they are the parents. Well, they will certainly not follow my order, so... Yes. So I would now request Kishori to already position herself and with a pen. If you wish a photocopy of this wonderful Padahati with a commentary of Valadev Vidyabhushana, you can leave your name there, and we will make a photocopy. If you're not so interested, it's also good. Then we do. I mean, not good. It's what I wanted to say. It's not compulsory to leave your name there. I would now just like to end the. We have not even started. We will end here at 5:30. That is in 15 minutes. And then we will have half an hour pause and continue the program at 6 o'clock. Let me just... Oh, I wanted to tell you so many... what is it? Maybe there. Here, yes. It's not there, but it's here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes the Sri Radhashtaka in glorification of Srimati Radharani. It's composed of 9 songs. He has added an additional song, and it is reminding us of the verse of Raghunath Das Goswami. He who has failed to carefully... Hare Krishna, Haribo. They also have something to say. It was probably much more than I can ever dream to say. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, which are the abode of all auspiciousness, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Syama's sublime mellows? He who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode known as Vrindavan, which is decorated with a beautiful lotus flower named Radha. How will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Syama's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. He who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are very wise and whose devotion for Radha is very deep, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Syama's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. And verse 5, without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Radha, one can never personally meet Lord Krishna. The Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Radha. Abandoning wealth, followers, wives, sons and friends, and giving up materialistic activities and intellectual knowledge, being absorbed in the sweetness of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Bhaktivinoda's conviction. Srimati Radharani is very, 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 and here I cannot give an adjective. She's just... We should be very careful also as to not take her name cheaply and just yell out at every second, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. We should be very, very, very grateful and very humble and very serious to take her name. Because Srimati Radharani has a quality of being very shy and being exclusively dedicated to Sri Krishna. We will not very easily understand this tattva. This idea came as a revelation to me in Kanainata Shala. There is a pastime. You know Rukmini, when Rukmini is kidnapped by Krishna. Rukmini was... The day of Rukmini's marriage had arrived, the marriage to Shishupal. Only a day before, she had sent a Brahmin messenger to tell Lord Krishna in an open letter that she only wanted to marry him, either in this life or even another life. So Krishna passed to the Kundina, the town of came to the town of Srimati Radharani in his very fast way. He manifested there. Rukmini was already in the temple of Chandrika, and is it Chandrika? The goddess Chandrika, as it was the custom in her family, and was going out, and is somewhere close by. Shishupala must have been waiting, you know, fully decorated as a bridegroom. So Rukmini came out, and it is described she was decorated with all the symptoms of a loving expectation, not for Shishupala, but for Krishna. And as she came out, beauty flashed from her, because whenever someone is full of love, he is very beautiful or she is very beautiful. Then she took her hand, which had such beautiful glistening fingernails, and removed her curly hair a little bit, shyly glanced over the assembled kings to search out Krishna. When the king saw this immense beauty of Rukmini Devi, they were so overwhelmed that they unceremoniously fell from their horses and elephants, bang, on the floor, because this beauty was really so overwhelming all of their senses. Meanwhile, Rukmini saw between the kings the beautiful moon-like smile of her Lord Krishna. And Krishna moved forward on his chariot, and like a lion who captures the prey which is meant for him, he invited Srimati Rukmini Devi on the chariot, and very slowly, and we could say mind-provokingly, he moved over the open field until the lusty kings could compose themselves. When they finally could compose themselves, jump to their weapons and scream, "Oh no!" and run after Krishna. It took some time. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur asks a question. Did the kings actually saw Rukmini? Well, Maharaj, you just said when she came out and took one lock away, they were overwhelmed with the beauty of Rukmini. But my question is, did they see Rukmini? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no, they didn't see Rukmini. How can a person who is full of lust to enjoy a beautiful woman see the divine personality of Rukmini, who is only meant for the pleasure of Krishna? It's not possible. What they saw was an illusory manifestation. They saw the Maya Shakti. So when an unqualified person takes the name of Radha in you know, such a nonchalant way, and so on and so forth, you will not get Srimati Radharani. If an unqualified person goes to Radha Kund and thinks, Radhe, 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 I'm all the Radhas, I am already very advanced, I can say this word, and so on, he will not end with, he will not come to so close to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani must be approached by a conditioned soul with utmost care and under the suitable guidance of the pure devotee who is pure. That's very important. At least that's the stand which our line takes, our line, and I think it makes a lot of sense when I read this commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and it makes sense. Do you remember Ravana? He also did not kidnap Sita. How can a material being capture the divine energy? It's not possible. Yes. Good. I have finished here and open the question, open the forum for a few questions. And Guna Avatar Prabhu from Tel Aviv, a very old devotee, will ask this question. Yes, Guna Avatar Prabhu. In the first description which you gave, Krishna was defeated by Radharani. In the second description, he was victorious. He was victorious. Well, he was not victorious. It's a little difficult to compare because he was victorious over the kings and the soldiers in the ensuing battle. The higher you enter, the more you enter into the private quarters of Vrindavan Dham, you will see that the ultimate conductor, hero, victory personality is prema, is love. It's all about that. Prema makes Krishna dance, prema makes the devotees dance, and prema dances itself. That's a shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Vrindavan Dham, these are all prema things. We cannot compare this wrestling match with a boxing match of a boxer with another boxer. It is prema, and Krishna can be conquered by the love of his devotees. That's what the highest amount of love resides in the shelter of Srimati Radharani. Compare, I believe if I would be a little poetic Guna avatar and a little creative, I could satisfy this request of yours, but at this moment my mind is blocked and I cannot give a comparison. But I will think more, and if I find something, I will conveniently go to you and tell you. I'm very sorry, I'm a dull person. Hare Krishna. Good. We have reached 5:30. Please now do everything what you wish to do, but be in the temple at 6 o'clock, ready to engage in the evening program. We will again, like yesterday, end in quite early so that we have enough sufficient rest. May I request all of you to lovingly join in. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. I can't hear you. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yeah, on the Radha Day we simply have to do this. Hare Krishna. Oh, bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. Giriraj Dharan ki. Go Premanandi.